This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome back, my friends. Once again, I am Vivian McPeak, and this is Hemp Present. If you have feedback or like to suggest a guest or topic for the show, email me at hemppresent@gmail.com. I dare ya. Cliff Maynard is an artist who creates spectacularly detailed images of a wide range of scenes and subjects using the art of collage. While that in itself might not be unusual, the medium in which Cliff works certainly is, because Cliff's artwork consists of intricate mosaics made entirely of small pane sections of discolored, resin-drenched roach papers. I've invited Cliff from Chronic Art here today to talk to us about his amazing roach paper art. Welcome, Cliff, to Cannabis Radio.
Great to be here. Thank you.
You bet, my brother. Before we even begin this conversation, is there someplace online where our listeners can view your artwork while we're discussing it?
Yeah, you could go to my Instagram page. It's fairly new. I just set a new one up. It's Chronic Art Cliff.
Chronic Art Cliff?
Yes, sir.
You could probably just do a search of Google for roach paper art, too, because there's just not a lot of it out there, right?
Right. Yep. Most of my stuff is like old, though. Like you might find my old Facebook page or my old Instagram page that aren't current.
Got it. You know, I consider you the Michelangelo of roach paper art, but for that designation to be accurate, there would need to be other people creating lesser quality roach paper art. I think that might be the case, but there's not many. Before we dive into your artistic medium of roach skins, can you talk a little bit about your history? You attended art school?
I went to the Art Institute of Pittsburgh, and I dropped out in my last quarter to open a tattoo studio. And I was sort of a tattoo artist for like a hell of a long time until I eventually just decided to branch out into other forms of art. And I kind of dusted off the roach paper stuff that I messed around with in art school and started kind of doing that wholeheartedly. Still being a tattoo artist, but kind of multitasking on that.
You collect roach papers and use them to create stunningly detailed images from lifelike portraits of Willie Nelson, Jimi Hendrix, John Lennon, or Snoop Dogg, for example, depictions of the Space Needle, and even an inspirational recreation of the famous painting, The Creation of Adam, by the actual Michelangelo, the two fingers touching each other, all from cut roach papers. Where did you get the idea that roach papers could be used as an instrument of artistic expression?
Well, it's kind of like a mosaic. When I first envisioned it, I didn't really picture it being as intricate and detailed as I eventually managed to make it. Mosaics are just made of colored pieces of tile. And if you can make beautiful artwork out of colored pieces of tile, colored pieces of paper. And once I got in and really started doing it, I started overlapping them. And I realized that if you put a dark paper over another dark paper, it becomes darker. So that opened up a whole range of color tones and values, all of them in some form of brown, but anything you want in that tone.
So you collect a large batch of roach papers. Can you describe the process you employ to prepare the roach papers to be used in your art pieces? I mean, do you cut them up right into various make piles of shades and
yeah. You basically just break out the burnt wood residue, kind of dust it off so it doesn't get all over your artwork. I, you know, just separate them in color tone. Sometimes I'll take an X-Acto knife and I'll trim off dark bits that I don't want to use on a particular piece, and I'll set them aside for when I need dark pieces, and just sort of kind of harvest different values from white, which I can make using unsmoked roach papers. Like usually the thicker ones work better for white, like Tops or a Bugler. And then all the way up to like really dark bits that I harvest from like around the edges of the paper where it's all like hella burnt.
You know, you mentioned the paper, rolling papers, they can vary in thickness, texture, and consistency depending upon the brand and the cellulose materials they're made of, which can be wood pulp, hemp, rice, flax, fiber blends. They can be bleached or colored, even scented. Do you have a preference for what brand of rolling papers your roach art materials are made of?
Honestly, I prefer raw, unbleached, because it's a big paper. So there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of stuff to work with, and it already has a like a slight brownish tone to it before it even
right. It's got that tint that you're looking for.
Yeah.
That so kind of light sepia or tan or beige tint.
Exactly, and plus it's hella thin. So by overlapping them, you can really create the different tones and values that you need.
Nice. And I said those happen to be my favorite spliff wraps myself, right?
Yeah, I was hoping someday to get sponsored. If anybody out there is an executive at the Raw Rolling Paper Company listening to this, hit me up.
You know, I do know somebody from Raw, bro. I'll try to, maybe I can make the connect.
That'd be great.
So do you sketch out the basic designs on paper in advance and then start filling it in with various panes of roach paper?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, much like doing a tattoo, a portrait or something of the sort, you draw it on paper first, ideally, and I'll color it in, just pencil, just straight, you know, pencil tones to get a real feel for the tones and values and shadows and highlights, because it's better to make easier to make any kind of changes or mistakes on paper first before you actually get in there, because it's kind of hard to backtrack. You know, once you've got, you know, some papers glued down and you realize, oh, this isn't the way I wanted it to be. So in order to avoid that, I'll plot the whole thing out and shade the whole thing in, you know, pencil, just to get a feel for it. And, you know, then I do on a canvas board. I do that on paper. And then on a canvas board, I'll actually start putting the actual papers down.
You mentioned shades and highlights. And what just blew my mind when I first saw your artwork, you know, that the key to painting and really drawing is light, right?
Yes.
Is, you know, light, which is kind of negative space. You are just a master of creating the lights and the darkness, the shadows, the highlights. I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, it's just spectacular. When you tell people, hey, you got to check out this roach paper art, they're completely unprepared, you know, because we had, you know, we had a store at one time, the Hemp Fest had a store, and we had some of your artwork in there. And I mean, people would be blown away when we tell them, oh, yeah, that's done completely with roach papers.
Right. It's kind of hard to explain to people without actually having one to show them, because.
Yes. I mean, there's no way that anyone could conceptualize the way that you do, you know, lines and all of it, man. Shading, texture, you know, you can make dreadlocks. You can, you know, the lines in your Space Needle piece are just unbelievable, man. That's just like amazing that you didn't draw that, you know. We only have a couple minutes here. Do you like hands? Do you stink? Do you stink like roaches, man, when you're done working with that stuff?
I guess sometimes I kind of do. Like my fingertips will be all like covered in like bits of resin and stuff.
Right. That's crazy.
Yeah. And as far as the highlights and all that stuff, it all kind of comes from tattooing experience. Really, I draw upon my experience as a tattoo artist because I kind of specialize in portraits. It's my favorite form of tattooing.
That's the hardest too.
Some people say that. Yeah, it is. It is pretty hard, but at the same time, it's very rewarding, especially like when you nail it, like when it all comes together at the end of the process. Because when you start, like, you'll be doubting yourself. You're like, oh God, this isn't looking. Oh my God, am I going to pull this off or I'm going to screw this one up? But at the end, like when it all, you know, fits together and it all comes together, it's just the best feeling in the world. And I kind of I kind of draw upon that skill set I developed 20 years of tattooing to just kind of transported it to another medium. And that's,
man, it really shows, bro. And you know, tattooing takes a tremendous amount of confidence because, I mean, you're doing the permanent thing on somebody's skin. You can't just throw it away, crumple it up, throw it in the trash can, start a new one, you know.
But it
really shows, you know. Speaking of starting a new one, we have to roach this segment and come back here in just a second with Cliff Maynard.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Back on Hemp Present with Cliff Maynard of Chronic Art. Cliff, I remember you putting the word out years ago when you were preparing to do the art piece for Seattle Hemp Fest that you did. And you were like, I need art materials. So we literally had this big meeting where a bunch of us sat around and speed toked doobie after doobie. It was kind of substance abuse for the sole purpose of generating roach papers for your art piece. We ended up with a large Ziploc entirely full of empty roach papers. And the piece you created was amazing. Where do you get the roach papers for all of your amazing artwork? And do you have any idea how many roaches it takes to create your average piece of art?
You know, it's hard to tell how many pieces go into it because I completely like dissect the pieces before I even begin.
Right.
And you know, I don't know if there's even any way to count how many go in because they go in bits and pieces. One roach paper I might dissect it into three or four different values squat
pains, but, right?
Yeah. So I have no idea how many go in, just a pretty good bit, more than you would think. And honestly, I get my papers from there's just a lot of beautiful, wonderful people out there who save them for me. In fact, I'm actually like in need of some more raw material. I haven't really been doing the artwork lately. I guess you guys have probably noticed that I've been a little bit out of the scene lately, just dealing with some personal shit. But I'm trying to get back in, and I find that I really just don't have any raw materials right now. So my eyes are bigger than my stomach, I guess, at this particular point in time, because I have so many projects that I want to do, but just this little tiny jar of papers.
Theoretically, once you've pasted the roach paper squares onto the backing, they are rendered inert and pretty much non-consumable. Right. Do you know anything about the legality of your roach paper creations?
You know, I used to be a little bit worried about it, but I did a little bit of research on art gets certain leniencies once it becomes art. You know, there's been, not to compare myself with him, but who's that that photographer that got all
pieces of bodies? Is that where you're going?
He did a lot of like nude photographs and stuff.
Yes.
We're in like an uproar. Oh my God, this is pornography, and they were taking his pieces down out off the walls of museums and galleries and shit. And there was a lawsuit that followed, and the guy won because once it's designated artwork, it is sort of protected somehow. I'm not exactly sure.
It's a free speech thing, I think, right?
Yeah. Plus, nowadays, I mean, with cannabis and marijuana becoming so mainstream, so accepted. I feel it's changing. I feel like, especially out here on the West Coast, which is one of the reasons that I moved to the West Coast from the East Coast, to pursue my dream out here where it was accessible, because, it was hella illegal in Pittsburgh at the time that I started doing this, like pot was. So I'd simply moved out west where, nobody would really have a problem with what I did. And that's why I live on the West Coast now.
So, one thing we wouldn't do is suggest that people out there send you roach paper through the mail, right? We wouldn't want to do that. But if they...
Because would present some legality issues. It's a federal thing, across state lines and all that. There's a whole lot of tricky maneuvering that would have to be involved in something like that. It would just be illegal.
Have you ever been like super hard up for materials and just started speed puffing doobies in an effort to create roach skins by which to create art?
I'm a starving artist, so I don't really have that to be able to just generate that, because for
you ever been at a party and been like, hey, don't throw that away?
yes I have. I've left places with pockets full of roaches, like literally stuffed in my pocket.
Well, that should be your book, pockets full of roaches.
That'll be my memoir.
Just fascinating stuff, man. Totally fascinating. So have you ever thought about doing art from some other crazy material that nobody would think of?
I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say, I have thought about, I've kind of moved past it, but for a while when I was working with illegal art, I started thinking of, what other illegal art could I do? Mm. And honestly, I dabbled with the idea of like painting with black tar heroin and just, mixing it with water, some kind of a solvent, and using it like a watercolor.
That would work.
Yeah, it would totally work. But I'd have to have a lot of heroin around, and that could be a problem. That could get me into trouble and like
various kinds of trouble.
several different kinds.
There was a time in my life, bro, when I had that kind of trouble. And it's not good trouble, like John Lewis talks about. I conceivably you could use hits of blotter acid or something, right?
I also thought about that. That's more back towards the mosaic concept.
You could really do something weird, and you could turn your artwork into blotter sheets, right? Your own artwork, right?
And then I guess you could, yeah.
Dude, I got three hits of chronic art, man, of Snoop Dogg.
right. Unfortunately, I don't know any chemists that make blotter acid at the moment. So
they're not advertising.
Right. Future Cliff maybe will worry about that, but not me.
But we sold blotter paper at our store, all kinds of amazing like Grateful Dead art and cool stuff. And people do collect it just as an art thing,
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
They're not soaking it,
Right. Like kind of like sheets of unperforated money.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Right. And when you mentioned the controversy around art, I was thinking of the guy that takes, bodies and strips various layers of skin off. Right.
Yes.
And then
hella disturbing. I think he
plasticizes them or something. Right.
Embalms them somehow.
And then puts those on display. Yes, beyond disturbing, right? Definitely.
There's a guy in, I think, New York who paints with his own blood. Have you seen that?
Yeah, yes, I have.
He's amazing. Like, just knocks out of the park. It's beautiful.
And technically, that's probably considered biohazard, right?
Well, yeah, probably, yeah. And, yeah, but he really nails it. Mapplethorpe. That's the guy.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Robert Mapplethorpe, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Unbelievable stuff, man. Well, have you gotten a lot of attention for your art, you know, by art critics or art, you know,
you know,
like,
I've
have you
always
ever
been,
considered a gallery show or something?
yeah, I've always wanted to put something like that together. I've always been kind of on the fringes of the art scene, really. I've never really got like into the mainstream. I feel like I could,
dude. Your stuff is on the level.
Thank you.
Of masterpieces. I mean, most people couldn't draw the art that you create, and you're doing it by pasting pieces of roach paper onto a backing, man. So I just really feel that, you know, that you're an undiscovered master, in my opinion, man.
Yeah, definitely undiscovered. I don't know about master, but you know, I kept hoping when I was like really into it that someday I would, you know, I would get that big break. And it just sort of never seemed to happen. But I've had a lot of fun. I've met a lot of amazing people. Jack Harrar, you know, I've hung out with the Cottonmouth Kings. I've met Cheech and Chong. Ed Rosenthal, Eddie Lepp,
The late Eddie Lepp. Yep.
Yeah. Just some really great people. I never really, I was always hoping that maybe it would get me to meet Woody Harrelson or Snoop Dogg or Willie Nelson. And it's never quite happened, although I did get to talk to Snoop Dogg on the phone once. But that was when I was tattooing one of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think it was Lamar Woodley. And we were talking about my artwork and the piece I did of Snoop Dogg. And he's like, hold up. And he pulls out his phone and he calls Snoop Dogg on his damn phone. He had his number. And just stuck it in my hand. And I'm like, what? And it's Snoop Dogg on the other end of the phone. It blew my mind. Like, I didn't know.
Save that. We got to go to break. Save that. Yep. I want to ask you more about that, man. We're going to take another quick break and come back with our final segment with Cliff Maynard of Chronic Art.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Back for our final segment with Cliff Maynard, Chronic Art. So, Cliff, did Snoop Dogg see your artwork?
You know, I don't know. He hadn't at the time that I spoke to him on the phone, and I tried to describe it to him and direct him to my website. But, you know, it's the same thing we talked about.
It's indescribable.
Yeah. In the first segment, we talked about how you can't really explain it to people. So I would like to think that he looked it up, but I never heard anything from him, you know, about it. Like, you know, like, why would I expect you, really? He's got a lot on his plate. But he did, at one point, he called me my nizzle, which was pretty,
it was right on.
As a bucket list kind of thing right there.
Well, you know, how about Willie Nelson? Has he ever seen your artwork?
You know, no. And yeah, I wish I knew how to contact these people. I really do.
Bro, seriously, man, I can help you out. I happen to know Willie Nelson's publicist. And, I could easily get some stuff to her. And yeah. I think I've got some lines into Snoop Dogg as well, probably. So I want to help. I want to help because your stuff is, I think the world ought to see your artwork. You know, it's really spectacular. And it's such an unusual thing of perpetuating the beauty that is cannabis. You know, I mean, it's like a whole nother dimension that is so counterintuitive. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just, I've always believed you can make art out of anything. My favorite definition for art is the act of arranging everyday objects in such a way as to elicit an emotional response. So you can really make artwork out of buttons. Like, have you ever seen people the pictures of shit that people have made out of like bits of garbage?
Yes.
Some beautiful
stuff.
There's
one
person that does it. I think they actually dig the garbage out of the celebrity's trash or something like that, and then make pieces, portraits of the
celebrity garbage.
Yeah. Right?
That's appropriate. That's crazy. Well, that's the beautiful thing about art is it's almost an unlimited medium, right?
Yeah.
Anything's art. The show is art. You know, some people's, you know, you can live your life. Your life is art, right?
Yep.
So how can people purchase your art? Is there a way that people can hook up?
I don't even know anymore. I've been out of it for so long, and I'm just trying to just starting to get back into it.
I get it, bro. I get it. Well, you know, let this interview be something to help you kickstart and get you back on top, man, back in business, bro, because I want to do whatever I can to help. Because I'm just like one of your biggest fans, and I have been since that first piece that I saw. We got just a couple minutes. Give us an idea of some of the things that you've done art with, and whatever else you want to add, man.
Shit, I've always been making things out of other things. Ever since I was a kid, I built models from scratch without using like kits. You know, I would just find the things that I needed to assemble them and paint them in a way to like actually make it be what I wanted it to be. There's some really good videos on my YouTube channel that show the process in a time lapse movie that I made. I don't know if you've seen any of those, but
and what's the name of your YouTube channel?
I think it's like YouTube/RoachPaperArt or YouTube/ChronicArt.
Nice.
And I got a few of those on my Facebook page too, which is Cliff Maynard. Actually, all my old Facebook page is also Cliff Maynard, but I can't get into it because once you forget the password and you don't have any of the two-step verification.
Yeah, man, it's a nightmare.
Like you just can't get it.
Quickly describe some of the other things that you've done or pieces. I mean, what other kind of, I talked about Snoop and Willie and stuff.
I started doing portraits because I guess I just didn't know, you know, any better. I didn't feel it in my soul. Like I didn't have anything to say. So I just did portraits. But then, you know, eventually I started kind of getting a feel for what kind of messages I wanted to put out. And I started doing some, a cross between religious and political stuff, because I feel like that's probably the only two things that really have meaning. Mm. Well, no, not really, but two things that have a lot of meaning is religious iconography and like political statements.
Yeah.
So I've done a good one to look into would be American Spirits. It's on the YouTube channel and it's on my Facebook page, a time lapse of me making it. I put music behind it and I tried to say something with the artwork. There's also another one called Legal Eagle, which is one of my favorites, if not my actual favorite. It is also on both my YouTube channel and my Facebook page.
And people should make sure to like.
It'll be on my Instagram page soon. I'll be posting it up like any day now.
I was going to say, people should make sure to like that YouTube channel, man, and give you some good stats there.
Yeah, I was expected the videos to go viral, but they just sort of didn't. Like cat videos, a cat like getting its claws caught in something hanging from a ceiling fan. Just get like
well, I think it's not too late. It's not too late for him to it's that one right post, you know, that one right thing, man. So, well, you know, Cliff, our time is running out, man. I just, you know, want to thank you for being on the show and thank you for the amazing, you know, contribution that you've made to the cannabis culture and to the art world and everything. What you do is just totally spectacular. Any, you know, 20 seconds of final thoughts?
You know, I'm really thankful to give this little speech or interview or whatever. I really appreciate you, everything that you do for the cannabis community. You are a pillar in the community. I agree with you 100% on everything you say.
Thanks, bro.
On Facebook. I'm happy to be here, man. And
thank you so much.
Look for more stuff for me in the future because I'm back
All
in
right.
it.
All right, man. Thanks for being on the show, bro. That concludes this installment of Hampton's on Cannabis Radio. When it comes to prohibition, you got the right not to remain silent. Activism requires a voice. Find your voice and speak up for justice because resistance is fertile. The Hemp Present intro music is 7 Mile Beach by Joanne Rand. The outro music is Take Back the Plant by Sticker Bush. See you next time. Stay strong. Marijuana.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast, republication, or retransmission of this program without proper consent is prohibited.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.